Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Lots of 50-year anniversaries coming up. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
All right, let's go to Bob Pompeiani yesterday. He needs to remember that he's sitting across from a savvy old news hound and a savvy young news hound. So when he throws out a little side note that he was out to dinner with Tony Romo the other night or heard something from Romo on Saturday night, these two news hounds are going to go after him. This is what happened yesterday on the show.
Tony Romo. Good.
Holy
Tony
bird oil.
Romo told me the night before, but during the game, that he thinks he's going to be a first team all pro.
Hold on a second. Where'd you see Tony Romo?
Just out at a dinner.
Oh, you had dinner with Romo.
Let's have some details.
It's just one of those things we do when they hadn't been in town for like since 2021.
Me and Limits are going to trade questions with you about the dinner.
No, we're not. I'm not getting into any of that because it doesn't matter. What I'm telling you,
who did you have dinner with? Just tell us that.
Just those guys.
Was Jim Nance there?
Sure.
Where'd you go?
You're not going to know. It's none of your business.
Like, oh,
it's
a my dinner. God.
Come
man.
On,
can you believe
Bob?
This?
Anyway,
none
during
of
the broadcast.
Our business.
You went to dinner with Tony Romo, Jim Nance, and Tracy Wolfson.
Said during the... it's like, what does... I don't know. He ate food. What
you
I'm saying
absolutely...
Is,
if you go out to dinner with Tony Romo, you know what he ordered and
I
Nance.
I don't know. I Did have they, no idea.
How many people were there?
There were a lot of people there, so it doesn't matter.
All from CBS. And they invited you.
So my point is... that he thinks he's going to be a first-team All-Pro shortly. Like, I don't know how shortly that means, but that dude is good. And you knew he was good coming into this camp.
Who?
Zach Frazier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Bob, this is curious. I mean, this is fun to me. You went out for a big dinner, and Nance and Romo were there. What kind of company is Romo?
Oh, they're great. They're great guys. I mean, really are. They're very good storytellers. Enjoy coming to Pittsburgh, I can tell you that. And they missed not being able to come here over the last several years, mostly because 425 games, the Steelers didn't have a lot of them. This was a 1 o'clock game, which is rare. They may get another one in Vegas, given the way the schedule is, because it's not a doubleheader for CBS. So
who did you sit next to?
It doesn't matter. I don't remember.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. He knows exactly.
Why are you such a nebby? Who cares?
Because this is like...
This is big news, Bob.
Everybody out there listening would love to go to dinner with the CBS people. It's cool. It's fun.
We've known them over the years. It's not that big of a deal. We do it.
It's a big deal to others. It's a big deal to me. Is it a big deal to
you? It's a very big deal to me.
I just want to know what it was like, who you sat next to, what the talk was like, what they ordered. I'm interested.
It was all talk about Pittsburgh talk. I mean, good stuff. Boswell was a big topic of conversation because of the fact that he had a 6-for-6 performance, sort of similar to Ohtani, and Jim brought that up during the broadcast. You know, you don't see many of those kinds of games. Stuff like that. It was all sports related.
How does the check get broken up there, Bob?
Well, I can tell you, I don't pay.
He's more than happy to say that.
Is this a regular occurrence when Nance and company come in?
When they come in, yeah. It's just a CBS thing, you know.
Wow.
I mean... Wouldn't you like to know where they went? Why won't Bob reveal that?
I think Bob will tell us off the air.
I'm not telling you anything. It's not relevant. And I shouldn't even brought that up, except that he was so effusive in praise.
Yeah.
That's what the deal was, you know? So.
All right. I'm still
very curious.
You ain't bringing up in front of the savvy old news sound that you heard from Romo the night before the game without a follow-up question, Bob.
And you got it, and you have an answer. You don't get the complete answer.
I get paid a very small amount of money to be the savvy old news sound.
Did Romo talk to you like he does? Oh, there they go, Jim, down the field.
He is pretty much what you see. You know, he's got
an
exciting...
Hey, Jim, how about a bottle of wine?
Oh, Jim, let's kick the field.
Come out the $200 bottle of wine, Jim.
Did he predict things that you would do, Romo, before you did them?
No, I don't think he does that as much. Do you think so? I don't think he does that as much.
Hey, Jim, Bob's about to order the tiramisu.
Jim, I think the cheesecake is going to be a 10 out of 10.
Oh, my.
All right, Livitz, that's enough. I mean, come on, Bob, right? This is fun. He was very paranoid and guarded on this topic. Why?
It was like that topic that you bring up and then you're like, I don't know if I want to share, when you're talking to your friends just sitting around the campfire.
Yeah.
Sharing stories.
I thought it was all in good fun.
It was,
and
like,
eventually he relented, although he never did tell us where they went.
Bob wanted us to know that he went with Romo and Nance to dinner, but he also didn't want us to know anything else about it he went.
Was it a low-key brag?
Yes, low-key flex.
Brag?
That's a humble brag from Bob.
If you're going to humble brag, you got a couple hounds in here. They're going to jump on you.
I thought our questions were very good.
So did I.
We treated him like he was Mike Tomlin at the press conference.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 75 today, 75% chance of rain, which you're already seeing a little bit of. Your wonderful man limits. Tomorrow is hump day, which means we're going to be talking football. We're going to be talking to the big boy, right?
Mark Cabali tomorrow, yeah.
We're going to see if Russell Wilson, he's supposed to be limited tomorrow. We'll see about some of these other injuries. These are good times. The Steelers are 3-0. The other three teams in the division are a combined what? 2-7.
Correct.
Oh, man. I don't see that changing. One or two of them's going to lose this weekend, and the Steelers are going to win again and again and again. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.